This is Valley Public Radio News. For the first time in 4 years, whooping cough has reached an epidemic level. FM 89's Diana Aguilera reports how this peak has local health officials worried.
California health officials have recently confirmed that cases of pertussis, also known as whooping cough, have reached epidemic proportions in the state. The Department of Public Health reported more than 3,400 cases so far this year. That's 1,000 more cases than all of last year. That number has local health officials troubled, with cases hitting the hardest in Fresno County. As of this week, the county has reported 233 cases, with 43% affecting children ages 5 to 14 and 30% reaching children younger than 5. Last year, only 43 cases of whooping cough were reported for the entire year. Natalia Vargas Leones is a health education specialist for Fresno County's immunization program.
The young ones and the infants are usually the ones that are going to have the worst outcome. They're the ones that are going to get really sick. They might be the ones ending under the hospital. And a lot of times, you know, they would be the ones also that they could lose their life.
Whooping cough symptoms can vary by age.
Children typically, you know, will start with a cough and a runny nose. Then it will get worse and usually will end with a whooping sound.
Adults may have a cough for several weeks, and even though infants have no apparent symptoms, parents say the infant's face turns red or purple. Health officials are urging pregnant mothers to get vaccinated during their third trimester. Infants can be vaccinated as young as 6 weeks old. For more news stories, visit our website, kvpr.org. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Diana Aguilera.